Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, preaching Islam is something which is the responsibility of every Muslim in the capacity he finds himself in. Now, of course, we know from the Quran that the Almighty shall not accept any religion except Islam from any person who comes up to him on the Day of Judgment. And any person who has deliberately denied the religion of Islam, he shall find himself in a lot of trouble in the hereafter. Now, a question which is a corollary of this premise is that what shall happen to people to whom the message of Islam has not reached? How shall they be held accountable? And how shall God reward or punish them because they do not have any knowledge of the very final religion of God? Now, if we study this Quran, this question in the light of the Quran, we come to realize that there are certain facts which are found in human intuition and human nature and which do not need any prophet of God or any book of God for their explanation. They are innately found in every human being. What these books of God and what these prophets of God do, they either remind people of these facts or present more details of these facts. So therefore, if we study these facts, we come to the conclusion that people shall be held accountable on the basis of these facts which are found in their intuition. Of course, they shall not be held accountable if they did not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or if they did not believe in the last book of God, because the premise is that this message did not reach them. But then they shall be held accountable for the facts and for the innate guidance which is found in their intuition. And to just sum up that guidance and that innate guidance, one can say that the existence of God is found in one's own intuition. And similarly, the fact that one is going to be held responsible on the basis of his deeds before the Almighty, this again is another fact which is found in one's own intuition. So therefore, people to whom the message of Islam has not reached, they shall not be held accountable on the basis of that message or the detailed message. However, they shall be held accountable on the basis of these innate facts. And as I said, these are two primarily. One of them is the existence of God in one's own institution. And the second, that a person would be held responsible on the basis of his deeds before the Almighty. And these deeds, of course, are something which he can easily judge on the basis of his conscience as to what is right and what is wrong. So on the basis of this right and this wrong, and on the basis of the fact that he has this conception of God, this innate conception of God in his own intuition, he shall definitely be held responsible. However, as I said, he would not be held responsible regarding the details of the message, which of course, as we have discussed in this talk, had not reached him at all. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ